Hey, what it do with the business is, man? It's your man Animal Brown, Realville Media Group in the building.
Yep.
Finally, man, after a little bit of a delay, don't worry about that. We are here, fall 2018 mashup, and we're doing this one a little different, man. It's the mailbag edition. You know, I got my brothers in the building, J-Hope. Say what's happening.
What it do, what it do, what it do, it's popping.
Got Spike Lou.
That was the longest intro ever. What up, though?
Man, listen, and
too many what it do.
Too many what it do.
It was just
that was a lot.
Three.
It was juvenile, though, I'll be real.
It's classic.
Nah.
Don't leave Coach Lockout.
My bad. My bad.
That's what I'm saying. Damn. I was going to give him the special shit.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Got Coach Lock returning, man.
Yeah,
original FSP member.
Yeah, boy.
Big Jeff going to pull up.
We waiting on him.
Okay.
Shout really?
Out FSP.
Shout out to Weezy.
Shout out Weezy. Shout out FSP cameraman. Yeah. Shout out everybody.
Shout out Ladies Room, man.
Ladies Room. Shout out Rizzo and Marie.
You look good.
Hey. Acapulco.
Live.
But look, man, we're doing the mashup, of course. It's a combination of three shows, On Deck TV, Fresh for Dummies, and Full Sport Press. But we're doing something a little different, man. We had the listeners submit questions. Shout out to everybody that emailed us, tweeted us, DM'd us on IG, Facebook. We got some pretty good questions right here, man.
So,
So look, we got them in this nice little bowl right here. All right, we're going to shake up the bowl, pass it around. You're going to pluck, and we're going to answer the shit. It's that simple. Hov, I'm starting with you.
All right, let's get it. Let's see. Let me shake,
shake
it up.
Them up. Shake them up.
Absolutely. 7-Eleven.
Start off with this first joint. Favorite video game of all time.
You talking my language right there.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, what you got?
This question. Y'all know this, right? Lou grew with me on the south side of the town.
What is it?
GoldenEye.
Oh my God. Cheating.
Now, Lou, you know what I'm saying? You can attest that I was the GOAT. Can you give me some credit? You never give me credit. Can you give me credit that I was the best GoldenEye player in our hood?
Rest in peace, Dante Cook.
For sure.
Because he was better than you.
Ooh.
He was better. I mean, that was respect. Like, the first way that I met you was through him. Y'all was playing that GoldenEye. He was punishing you.
Ooh.
I remember. So I remember that. But with that being said, you was like after you was once he stopped playing video games.
Nah,
was
hell
like,
nah, Chris. Now you know.
Nah,
AB.
Okay, look.
What's my man? Rest in peace. Keep it
at 1,000.
1,000.
Keep it 1,000.
Jay the best going out.
Ain't no question, bro.
And I'm the second best. Rest in peace, DT. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know where you was at when I was there.
Who was you playing?
I must not have been. Okay, everybody was there after DT left, so this was prior to. It was just me, you, and DT.
And I used to smoke.
You didn't let
DT.
Nobody in when DT was like killing.
Yeah,
it was a big group session with four screens.
Man,
you was winning. But I remember
Trump.
When you and DT
was Trump
playing
heard was listening to this. Trump will tell you.
This is what I remember.
We need to text Trump right now.
What's your favorite video game, Lou?
Favorite video game? Damn, you should have went the other way because I don't even know off the top of my head. My favorite video game has to be the first Live, like Live 97 with Penny and Shaq was on there.
Are we sure that was the first Live?
One of the first
Live 96.
94
was the first.
Yeah, easy.
Well, one of the first Lives.
You said one of the first, yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah, but one of the first Lives, well, with the Magic when Penny and Shaq was on there.
Yeah.
Jordan was the player 24.
Player 24.
Lock what you got.
That was it.
Man, I could have gone layup and went Bulls versus Blazers. You know, but that's
a rough one to have.
I didn't want to go sports, so I went Metal Gear Solid. You know, we was talking earlier. Yeah. One of those type of games. Just watch you play.
It's fuck.
Yeah.
And I beat all of them.
I never played Metal Gear. That
never
for me.
Beat that.
Wasn't
the little cell phone they used to call you and shit?
Yep.
No, sir.
Nah, Metal Gear was straight. Yeah. I ain't really get into it like that, but it was straight, though.
I take it back. Mine was Twisted Metal, too.
Twisted Metal was cold.
It's going to take mine.
Yeah. Twisted Metal 2.
Yeah.
That was my shit.
Took my little shine. Twisted Metal 2, for sure. Midnight Run was hard. Took my little shine. Cool.
That's funny.
Midnight Run was hard too. Dub Edition. Okay. And Mortal Kombat 2.
Ooh, Midnight Run.
Midnight Run was hard, nigga. We was up late as hell at your crib playing that.
Yeah, tough.
Midnight Run.
Ooh.
I guess and them. It was trash. I easily had the best
with the Midnight Run?
Yeah, this was trash.
All right, let's shake it up, shake it up.
If you can hang out with any living celebrity for a day, who would you pick and why?
Who you got?
If I could hang out with any celebrity, who would I pick and why? I'm gonna go Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons, the coolest white dude on earth.
That's not true.
That's some cooler white. Michael Rappaport cooler than him.
To me, Bill Simmons is the coolest
really
white
cool.
dude.
Michael Rappaport.
He tried to be black.
He from New York. That's how they talk.
Every white person from New York gonna talk like that. He put too much sauce on. Michael Rappaport always he put a little sauce on there. Bill Simmons just him. I'm going to hang at the Ringer. I'm going to sit in on a couple podcasts with him, go to some games and shit. He know what he talking about when it comes to sports.
You do.
I'm going with Bill Simmons.
Locke, what you got?
Man, I went with Floyd Mayweather.
No way.
Because you know it's going to be something lavish that y'all doing all day.
He's going to shake it, though. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be right there doing everything he's doing. Yeah. Ain't no telling where you get on the jet and you end up.
That's true.
He's going to be sprinting, breaking bread. Ain't no telling what you might drive, what you might get into. So that's why I went Floyd.
You're going to have to read everything to him.
I ain't read nothing to him.
That was a shot.
You playing the piano like Ray J.
Like, he definitely going to have you playing the drums, bro.
Crazy as hell.
That is rough right there.
Crazy. He got me fucked up when he got me.
Jay, who you kicking the day with, man?
You cheated, man. I'm going with Leonardo DiCaprio, man. Him and his homeboys growing up, they were the pussy posse.
Leo.
So I know they know how to kick it.
Damn.
Yeah, now for sure, Leo DiCaprio, man. We gonna
that might require you to do a little coke, right?
See,
you doing that?
Sure.
Are you stepping over that line with Leo?
Nah, they were with the Pussy Posse. Their crew is called the Pussy Posse.
You know coke was involved.
Nah, dude, it was what's E from the. From Entourage.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
It was a bunch of them, dog. It was David Blaine. David Blaine used to kick
nah,
with them.
Nah,
oh, yeah.
Nah, I ain't kicking with David Blaine.
I'm definitely not kicking it with David Blaine.
Yeah. If I had to kick with anybody, it'd be Denzel. I fuck with Denzel.
He said 70,
that's
though.
Almost the Paul, that's but, almost Paul's worthy.
Yeah. What?
I want to kick it with Denzel?
Mm-hmm. Ain't almost Paul's worthy? Throw that in there. Paul's red flag on the play, dude.
I'm just saying, man.
Nah, I fuck with Denzel. Denzel be saying some real shit. Just some old head game. That's somebody that's been in the game for a minute that can put you up on some shit. Stay out of trouble. Stay low key.
Yeah.
Shit like that. I fuck with Denzel.
He's seen a lot.
He's seen everything.
Yeah. For sure.
What you got, bro?
Man, let's see what we got here.
What you got, Lot?
Shake it up. Shake it up. Yeah. Oh, two.
Two.
Two for one.
Oh, shit.
Cardio. What is your favorite show topic to date?
Word. You got hella shows in the can. Hella shows. Hey. Damn it.
Hey. It runs far in many shows.
Yeah, what you got?
I'm going to go with the top 7 series.
No question.
Just for the fact of it changes every year.
Yeah.
You know, you get to talk about the best of the best at that position in the NFL or NBA. Yeah. And it's good controversy, good topic, good back and forth discussion.
Yeah.
Because
it's
always going to be somebody's going to disagree with you, so it's good back and forth. And it changes. Of course, you have your one or two that will stay the same
for sure.
A few years, but I always like top 7 series.
Yeah, mostly.
Man, if I had to go favorite episode, I like the 1 year episode. I don't know if you remember. We did the 1 year episode when we took calls. That was probably my favorite one because a lot of people called in.
Yeah.
And like, that was early in the game, May 2014. That's probably my favorite one.
Yeah. Nice. I'm going right back, top 7 series. But this is the year that I predicted that Steph Curry would be MVP. And
we don't remember that, though.
And Locke was there.
Pull a tape.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, and he won MVP that year.
Okay.
He won a championship, you know, just the best point guard in the NBA.
Steph Curry is right now.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh my God. Sure. It ain't even close. Who's close?
It ain't close?
Yeah, so, it's not even close. Lou, your favorite episode.
My bad, bro.
I'm going to go with the first time we did the brackets and we did the East, West, North, South. We did the March Madness episode.
Yep.
And we had the different rappers from each region and advanced them that way. That was
way before everybody else did that.
Way before it was on Complex and all that other stuff. It was one of my favorite episodes. The fans got real engaged with it, and, you know, you get to go back and forth with them. So that was pretty dope.
Big facts. All right, I just plucked, man. My question.
Plucking early.
Yeah, man, got a dead air. Look, if you had 30 minutes to spend 5 stacks in one store, what store would it be?
Oof.
That's easy. Apple Store. Mm. You know, I'm a tech god over here. First on the iPod. First on the iPod.
Do you still have yours?
Yes, I do.
Does it still work? Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
Thank God. Let me knock on wood for it. Don't work. I still got it. I plug it up in the wheel.
Will they fix it if you take it to Apple? They can't do it.
I think it's done.
It's done. Oh,
it's done.
It's gone.
I'm blowing them 5 bands in the Apple Store in 10 minutes.
Man, easy. Because everything you buy going to be expensive.
Broke, boy.
Ooh, that nigga.
That hurt when mine went down.
The whole screen went black.
Yeah, the battery on there.
The day mine died, I'm holding the service and everything.
Yeah, for sure. I deserve it.
Four or five.
What you got?
I still got one. Let me get that. I'm blowing a bag in Flight Club, man.
Damn,
that's real.
I'm gonna go hammer.
They gonna bust your head too.
Yeah, but 5K, I can get it going. Yeah, probably about 6-7 good pair of shoes. Mm. Might just spend it on one pair of shoes.
Ooh, blow a bag.
With those Red October.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
That ain't enough. 5K ain't enough.
That ain't enough. You gotta put something up with that. Man.
Well, we gonna have to do it then, coach. Yeah, we gonna have to do shit. Fuck you,
shout out to Weezy. Everything paid for.
Everything definitely paid.
Lil, you Flight Clubbing it up?
I was going Flight Club, but damn, you took mine. So yeah. I don't even got another one. I don't guess. Yeah. I'm going with all tour mode. I spent all my 5K on like the different tour merch that's going out now.
Yeah,
that's some of the most. But like the not the Kanye merch, but some of the Nicki Minaj merch.
Pick a K.
I ain't picking no K's. You know what I'm saying? Pick but some K, of that 444 shit, yeah. Stuff like that. So that's what I would do. If like, I ain't going to Flight Club,
man. I'm just sticking with Nike, man. Because I don't want to go nowhere where I'm only gonna get two items. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the point going and spending $5 and you come walk out with two items? I can get plenty shoes, plenty gear, and for $5 at Nike,
you lace up for a couple years coming out of Nike store.
Tough.
Hove is on you, baby.
Let's see what we got next here. Damn, AB, you're right in the stretch.
It is.
What two hip hop stars will make for the best rap beef? So I think we've seen the best of the rap beef with Jay and Nas.
Mm.
As far as current, it's not even close, right? Drake and Kendrick.
I
would be the
same
best.
Same thing.
That'd be the best.
The world need that.
Yeah. It's going to happen, too. Because they don't bang with each other.
No, they don't.
That is going to happen.
I think it's
going to
happen.
Sooner than later.
Supposedly, it was supposed to happen. Yeah. Remember when your boy ESPN was like.
Marcellus Wiley.
Yeah, he was saying it was supposed to go down and it never happened. Yeah. The world needs that. I'm with you. I had the same answer.
Nah, for sure.
This nigga want Boosie and fucking and Webby to beef. This is why we wrote this shit down prior to the show, so we won't be sitting there thinking.
Rick, I mean,
God damn,
T.I. bringing back him and Alpha Mega.
I ain't really just no big fan of beef. We seen all of them already. Now, my answer was already that we seen everyone that I would want to see. The Nas and Jay was the biggest one.
For sure.
So, I mean, I'm good off of it. That was my answer.
Man,
diplomatic. I like that.
Yeah. I struggled with this, man. So, I just had to go off the wall.
Shit.
So, I wanted to see. It was something different because they both creative. It would have been a different kind of, like, if Childish Gambino and Chance.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they real creative. It'll be an interesting beef.
My boy Gambino will wash his ass.
Man, he needs to wash his ass. Hey, both of them dudes. Well, Chance like he take baths. Gambino's like he took a bath like all 2018, for sure.
Lou, you up next with the question.
What's the funniest moment you can remember with one of your co-hosts?
Yeah.
It should be good.
Mine is real simple. The AKAs, the Animal Brown does, is probably his best thing that he does. Shout out to the fans for helping him with that. You know, so,
for sure.
Ghost writers.
But that's probably mine. What you got?
Man, me and Hov playing NCAA college football.
Okay.
And you know, we make our teams up.
For sure.
So we in the
cheat code.
We in a game that's going to put us in a national championship.
For sure. Okay.
We're losing.
Uh-huh.
Cause the other team just scored. It's like 5 seconds left.
Yeah. For sure.
He runs the kickoff back to win the game.
Sound like some Jay shit.
And jumps up and runs around the room.
Yeah.
And trips completely.
The whole thing came out.
And he falls completely flat on his back.
You should have been recording that.
Yeah, that's true.
But hey, we were so hyped though. We weren't even tripping on it.
It felt hard as hell.
It felt hard as hell.
I thought you were gonna say that time when Coach Penny. Shout out to Coach Penny. We had won the national championship that time.
Penny laughing in the background.
He took a national championship from me, man. Yeah, that's funny.
I'm hot at Coach Penny to the day about this, man. That was my natty.
Big blue rising.
This is a layup. Lou fanning that over Neo. I make it a point to mention this on the show at least once a year. We were at a conference in a hotel. In the parking garage.
It wasn't even Neo.
Shout out to my guy. It was you.
And you hiding out.
It was
Neo.
Definitely.
It
was
Neo.
It was Neo, nigga.
Go ahead.
We rolling in the damn parking lot. It was some industry party. And Neo was over there.
The mustard and the embellishment he nigga putting on
the
this.
We saw Neo. We had our camera with us. And we was like, hey, y'all think we should roll up and get a drop? This was a long time ago. It was like, yeah, let's get a drop. But instead of doing that, Lou rolls the window down and screams out the window, Neo! Can we get a drop? Nigga, security come out of nowhere. Nigga, surround Neo. Damn near throw him in the trunk. hop in the car and pull off, dude. The time you fanned out over Neo, I had no idea you were such a fan.
Man, you made all it up.
Hey, listen. Oh, so it was with Animal Brown because this is greatness. So in high school, there was a place called 100 Oaks. It was a mall in Nashville. And we were going up the escalators. So we had a long day, bored. So I said, bro, I can make it up the escalators the wrong way. So he was like, man, no, you can't. So I went up the escalators the wrong way. And I'm waiting on him at the top. So AB is hustling to get up there, Joy. But you know, you get to the top and you already see the finish line. I think he counted his W already.
For sure.
Dog, so he hit that and he hit the top step. He hit the top step and fell so hard. And all I saw was him sitting on the top escalator going back down.
Hold my knee, nigga. Man, that shit hurt like a motherfucker.
He had holes in his Tommy jeans.
Yeah, I fucked my Tommy jeans up. Blood on my Tommy jeans.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, I laughed so hard. That was my first time. I damn near peed on myself, dog.
Hey, he tripped so escalator hard. Steps are sharp.
Man, yeah, he tore his ass up.
I'm sneaky athletic, though. I made it all the way to the top.
Fuck, that's
finished the line, though.
Yeah, I'm hot about that. I couldn't stick the landing. Woo. All right.
I got the next one.
Oh, it's on you, my bad.
On me. Quick. Do you squeeze your toothpaste from the top or bottom? It's a two-part question.
The
and
fuck?
Do you run water while you brush your teeth?
Who the hell asked this?
Shout out to the FSP listeners, man. We got some real ones.
Jesus.
That's the one right there.
Yeah.
I just grab a toothpaste and just squeeze wherever it's at, man, really. And I do brush my teeth with the water running.
I absolutely keep the water running.
I squeeze from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Pause.
Do you?
Heavy pause that. Squeeze from the bottom and
keep
I cut
the water
off.
I cut it off.
You cut the water off?
I cut the water off.
Shout out to you, man. Save the world.
Right. Save the whale.
I'm from the top. Strong. I'd cut the water off.
Yeah. Save the world.
Yeah. You got to run that water, man. Keep that water
run the water
going.
For what? You hit. But do y'all hit the, before you start brushing your teeth, you hit it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You hit it.
You got to dab it under the water.
You're a terrorist if you don't hit it.
Dry ass toothbrush.
People to do that.
God damn. All right, my turn. What is your favorite TV show of all time? Comedy and drama. That's easy. Comedy is Married with Children. The best comedy in life.
Slow your roll.
Easy. And drama was probably, I guess, Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is super cold. I was locked into that shit every week when it came out.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad, that's probably my favorite of all time. Walter White, a legend. Mm. Yeah. What you got, Ho?
Comedy, of course, Seinfeld, relatable situations. Allowed it to go mainstream. It's still, some of those topics they talked about every day on their show, still relevant in 2018, for
to
sure.
You use that shit like
to
a Bible.
You and Wale.
I love the Seinfeld joint. And there would be no Walter White without the Sopranos. So long before Walter White. You got, you know, we watch this like religiously.
Sopranos
is just the best.
Never
man.
Saw it.
You know, I've never seen more than two or three episodes
That's
of Seinfeld.
Crazy.
You know,
Seinfeld
even crazier. Mm-hmm. Come on, every day, bro. You gotta watch it.
Like somebody broke down the Sopranos, comparing it to Breaking Bad. They said that Sopranos was a show about a man who wanted to change but never could, while Breaking Bad was a show about a man forced into change that didn't want to change back.
That's tough.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
What you got, Lou?
Since you stole my Sopranos, I'm gonna go with my OG right now. Well, excuse me, my right now, and that's Game of Thrones for drama.
Oh my god,
classic fire.
Can't
crown it before it's ended.
Yeah, I can.
I'm with you.
As of seven seasons,
I'm
crack.
With you. I'm with you.
And my comedy. What the fuck was I gonna say? For my comedy, I had what was I gonna say? Oh, Curb. You were talking about Seinfeld.
Sure.
Curb. It was Curb.
Curb. Is
so Curb on HBO. That's my favorite one.
How you like that, but not like Seinfeld?
Not like Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
I just don't. I don't live by the, like the big hand shit. Yeah. You know the stuff that you live by the George shit.
Like what's the
holiday? Curb is fire.
Everybody y'all
Festivus?
Festivus. For the rest of us.
Yeah, I didn't know what that
trash.
Was.
Most definitely for the rest.
But my favorite comedy all time is Martin, no doubt.
Fresh Prince down.
No, it's not.
It's very disrespectful.
No way.
Fresh Prince is better than Martin. And we all know that.
Nah,
you
y'all
know that.
Don't. Yeah, you know that. And then my favorite drama show is The Wire. Another HBO classic show.
One of these days I'm gonna watch The Wire.
You've never seen that. Now that's
that's
tragic.
Wire and Soprano.
You ever seen Sopranos either?
Nah.
What were you doing?
I ain't had HBO. I couldn't afford it, man. Y'all was balling.
Nah.
I ain't had a special channel.
You
could
have came to the crib every week. Yeah. We watched it every week.
No lie. Like, I got started late on The Wire because we didn't have HBO in apartments on campus, though, for real.
What's your favorite season?
Season, was it three?
Which one? With the kids, with the kids. Marlo came. Yeah, with the kids, that's four. Yeah.
It's four. Yeah. Spoiler alert. God damn. One day I'm going to watch it.
Now you just got to read the description. Okay. It'll say kids. What's your favorite season of Sopranos?
Season, which one of the B's? Seven.
The B's?
Yeah, like 7A, 7B, or
6A. Oh, 6.
It was 6A. Yeah, 6A.
6B? 6A was trash. He was dreaming the whole time.
Nah, 6A.
Spoiler alert again,
you
guys.
Now, you spoiling alert now.
Oh, Jesus.
Spoiler alert now.
Now, they make it obvious. He in the hospital.
That's true, too. So.
It's not a spoiler.
He's not giving you too many details. True.
Best season of Game of Thrones is season
none of them.
5. Battle of the Bastards. Hard Home. Well,
what season just ended? 6?
That was 6 that just ended where they brought the walkers and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with the Battle of the Bells this season.
I can't wait to April.
Snooze fest.
That shit is trash.
That shit garbage.
I'm missing out.
Watch Game
of Next up.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. What is the most annoying habit that other people have? I would say one for me is people that don't pay you back. That's an annoying habit.
What you looking at me for, dog? I owe you some money.
Nah, you owe me no money.
Okay, I was wondering. I owe you some money.
Nah, for sure.
Where's my money, man?
Right. Yeah, nah, for sure. I did look at you, though.
You did. You look right at me.
I don't know why I answered looking at you, my bad.
That's trash, Lou. Oh, you got more than one.
Yeah, for sure. Peace, like being in my personal space at work. Mm. That's trash.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. What you got?
Random conversations to me. Uber drivers is just talk with your headphones. When you got your headphones on and people come up and talk to you, oh my God, that burns my soul, nigga.
Yeah. That's garbage.
But go ahead.
Lock, what
man,
you got?
I hate, and we've all seen it, when you're leaving out the bathroom, you see somebody come in and use the bathroom and then walk right out of the bathroom without washing their hands.
Oh, my God.
I hate that, especially when you're somewhere like the weight room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like, yeah. And then you see them. You like that.
Yeah, they done contaminated
you yesterday, nigga.
Yeah, that's like, that's I hate that, man.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Oh, man.
My pet peeve, just people that lie. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do that shit.
You ain't got a lot of
Silk the Shocker, man. You ain't got a lot of kick.
You ain't got a lot of kick.
Yeah, some lying ass nigga.
Yeah, that shit trash. Yeah, no reason for it.
All right. If you were on death row, what would your last meal be? Not the record label.
Right.
Death row, literally. Sure. Death row.
What you got? What you
lamb chops. Lamb chops, baked potato, loaded, and broccoli. That's what I'm going
that's
with.
Good meal. Good meal. Sure. Man, I'm going Alaskan King crab legs.
Oh, shit.
Hey, last one, you got to go
hey,
out.
You got to go
real.
Out.
Go out. Lobster.
Oh, man.
My dog eat.
Going out.
You trying to make
sure you're going to take as long as you need to because you got to break all that shit down. Your right, last one is going to take forever.
For sure, because I need a baked potato to go with it.
Yeah,
that's God, damn.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Husky Vegan should be out the window if I'm on death row. Sure. So I'm going to go pineapple and pepperoni thin crust. You know,
nigga said what?
That's funny.
That was funny.
And I gotta go mild wings, 10-piece, extra crispy. Sweet potato
you
fries.
You been wanting that for two years. Nigga, right. You saw it on his face. Nigga been wanting to eat that for 2 years right since he stopped eating meat.
I'm good on that now, though.
It was too simple.
But if I'm on death row, let me get that.
That's funny.
Over yet.
All right, let me see here. Jay Alexander's, man. Steak Maui with a side of mashed potatoes and asparagus with a fever tree ginger ale to drink. Let's go.
Asparagus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said. I need that Chick-fil-A half sweet tea, half lemonade.
Going drinks. Oh, give me
strawberry lemonade. Oh, simply.
Give me that Tahitian treat. One time for the one time.
Ooh. Fever tree, yeah.
Oof. That shit strong as a motherfucker.
Man.
It's on you, Locke. What you got?
What fictional place would you like to go to?
Okay.
I missed the question. What
fictional place would you like to go to?
Oh, that's easy. Everybody going to have the same one. Yeah, himself
ain't
Jay.
No, ain't none. What you got?
Fictional. I'm going to Zamunda.
Oh. Oh, I ain't forgot about Zamunda.
I'm going straight to Zamunda.
Yeah, you got the Zamunda
because they got all the bad ladies.
Tings out
boom.
There. Tings, boy.
Tings. Terry. What was the name of the son that they tried to get my boy to marry? Vanessa Williams?
Vanessa Bell Calloway.
Bell Calloway. Yeah. Fine then.
She was fine then.
And then we know Lisa was fine.
Lisa, yeah.
But she went from Zamunda, but she made it
he
back.
He brought her back. Yeah, he brought her back.
Zamunda. I'm going Jurassic Park. Mm. I love dinosaurs.
You might get ate up.
Fuck.
Like, what? I'm definitely going. If Jurassic World, would the theme park was real, I would most definitely had tickets to that shit.
I'm straight on that.
Nah, that ain't that
shit.
That's living dangerously.
Hey, man, I'm a thug.
Next. Clearly. I'm going to Wakanda, man.
He was the last nigga to see the movie.
I'm still going there.
That's mine, too.
Wakanda forever.
I'm 1,000,000% going to Wakanda, nigga.
You gotta go to Wakanda.
It ain't even a debate.
Yeah, I'm living there.
I ain't never coming back.
For sure. Shit. Grow the Shaquille Sunflower beard.
Yeah, walk around with the chic in there.
One of my options, for sure.
Yeah. Zamunda was hard.
Zamunda
was hard. That was clutch.
Next up. Favorite bad rapper. That's a tie. I got Silk the Shocker. And I got Crunchy Black.
Crunchy Black.
Crunchy Black was hard. Don't do Crunchy Black any kind of way. He really
I
know
he was doing real bad. That was a real bad rapper.
Nah, he hard.
I had French Montana because he just don't be ripping it like that.
He's just bad.
Nah, he's a bad rapper, though.
Yeah, nah, for sure. But that Sanctuary, one of my favorite songs ever.
That's a banger.
What?
Sanctuary.
That's banging.
I give him that.
I don't even know what that
is.
I'm
gonna go new school, man. And I used to hate this dude, but as of late, I see it shook and I like it. Tekashi.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I like dude. He funny. He's rap trash. I never listen to the music, but I could watch the IG shit though.
Yeah.
He funny.
So you follow him?
I could watch the IG shit. Didn't say I did, but I could.
Like, who your favorite worst rapper?
I didn't like this guy at all at first when he first originally came out, but the clone I like.
Gucci.
Gucci clone straight.
Gucci clone, yeah.
That's a fact. He's listenable, most
I can
definitely.
Listen, but I did not rock with early Gucci at all.
That's a good point. Yeah. Nobody did.
Yeah, nah. All right, I got next, man. What is your dream car? Mm. This is easy for me, man. A 1982 DeLorean DMC 12. It ain't no question. As far as a new school, it gets to be a G-Wagon. But
you like them G-Wagons?
Yeah, I like the G-Wagons.
Too bulky.
I don't do the box joints?
Yeah, I never liked them. You wrote about that 1984 Lamborghini Countach. Tour.
I don't know what that is.
You just heard that on a song.
No, you want to repeat it. That's the one that used to be on, what's the show, with Crockett and Tubbs.
Miami Vice.
Yeah, he used to have a Lamborghini Countach.
Yep. I can respect that. Lou, what you got? What's your dream wheel?
Model S Tesla. Let's go.
Ooh, is that the new the SUV
dog.
Joint?
No, not the SUV. The sedan, the $100,000 sedan.
Yeah, that's hard.
That one don't got the butterfly doors, though.
Nah.
Just the SUV got the
only one. It got what, psycho mode or some shit? Yeah. 0 to 60 in like a second or some shit.
Hey, they said,
I'm running.
Hey, no lie, in Lenox Mall in the Tesla store, I was in there just fucking around, and dude was like, and I was like, hey, when they gonna be fully autonomous? He was like, man, in 4 years, they're gonna be fully autonomous. You're gonna be able to drop your car off. You're gonna be able to get out in the front of the mall. Your car gonna park itself.
Yeah, that's what I need.
And then you can shop, do all that, come out the front, your car gonna pull up and scoop you.
I need to just hop in and tell the car where to go.
Y'all don't want the fucking car from Back to the Future, dog?
That's cool. Lou ain't never seen Back to the Future,
though. I've never seen Back to the Future.
Really? So you didn't even know when Air Max came out. You didn't know what that was. That's amazing.
Oh, no, I mean, I've watched documentaries and shit. You ain't seen the
Kill Me.
It's a Nike documentary where they was talking about how they built on Netflix. The creators, you ain't seen that shit.
But I'm saying you didn't know that was in the movie.
You never seen any of the Back to the Future?
No.
It's three of them.
I never seen
two of them classics. The third one, you never watched.
Wow. What
year was it?
The third straight.
80s.
84,
something like that.
Oh, no, I definitely.
It's a classic.
Yeah, 80s watched
that. That one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, Back to the Future 1.
What you got, Locke?
Lamborghini Huracan.
Mm. It's hard to say, right?
Lambo, yeah.
I mean, that motherfucking nice, dude.
Oh, it's fire. Most definitely. It's kind of like, I mean, that's a newer version of the Countach. Yeah,
yeah.
Like they had in Miami Vice. Then another one I had was, what was the car from Dark Knight?
No,
no,
no.
They're
talking about the TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, Knight Rider. Knight Rider. David Hasselhoff.
That's litty. I'm going to go BMW. 2019 BMW i8 drop. Give me that. Butterfly doors. I can fit in that. I can't do that Lambo shit y'all talking about.
Hey, but you remember in high school, you remember what your dream car was?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, you want to move on?
Yeah, next question. Who's next?
It says, if you have 40 minutes to give a presentation on something with absolutely no preparation at all, what would it be? Mine would be Game of Thrones to date. I'm that deep. I watch all the extra videos, everything extra. Man, it'll be Game of Thrones today. All the conspiracies, everything.
Because I feel like they're going to spoil something.
Nah, you got to. If you up to date, then they ain't going to spoil. I mean, they're going to give you conspiracies on it and shit like that. But
not necessarily it's going to happen.
That's enough Game of Thrones talk.
Check out Emergency Awesome.
We're cool on
that. It's Emergency Awesome with Control Alt X.
Okay.
Shit, fire. All
right.
40 minutes, no prep.
Basketball.
Oh.
Stress.
What's anything specific? Shooting?
Shooting.
Just basketball. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Defense. Pick one.
Triple threat. I say No Limit. Easy. I know more about No Limit than Pito. You know how I get
Best
down.
No Limit album.
True to the Game, Double Disc.
Gotcha.
This one or this two?
Just one.
Yeah,
got
facts.
Oh, what you got?
Yeah. I got the Psychological Breakdown of Gold Diggers. Sure, I got that. <from Psychological. laughs>
Fuck out of here.
What's your real answer?
No,
dead ass. I'm dead ass.
Psychological. I can't believe you actually typed that.
You got 40 minutes of that?
I got 40 minutes of
that. Psychological.
Dude, the more blatant the gold digger is, the trasher, like they're looked at in society, dude. But the tasteful gold diggers, dude.
There's levels to gold digging?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm interested in this class, though. I'm not gonna lie. I might listen to that.
I'm out this game. It don't matter to me.
What you got, Locke? Next question.
What hobby would you get into if time and money weren't an issue? This is easy. Traveling the world.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going everywhere.
That's a good
one. Give me them passport stamps everywhere.
Stamp collector.
I need to go see everything.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's a good one. I do the same thing I'm doing now, content creating.
Yeah.
Putting shit on YouTube, man. Short films, all that good shit, man. If money and time was no object.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine would be classic car restoration. That'd be cool, man. Getting an old piece of like metal shit and then bringing it into fruition, man. Through a
got one
full
on top
situation.
Of your head, you would first one you would do.
Yeah, I want to do a DeLorean.
You would,
yeah,
get
for
the
sure.
Fuck out of here.
You want that shit to go back in time and
hear that ass move? It's gonna come with an old white man.
Nah, for real, man.
That shit good as fuck.
Mine would be, what was the question again?
Jesus,
Jesus.
Have a hobby with money and time not being an option.
Mine would be making a movie, creating a movie, like from start to finish, script, shooting it, learning the lighting, the shots, the different cameras, just making a movie from start to finish.
Would it be action, comedy, drama?
Nah,
what?
It's going to be like
sci-fi.
I was a suspense with the twist and shit at the end, stuff like that.
That's respectable. All right, man, next question. What's the last thing you did for the first time?
Ooh.
Damn.
I don't even
know. I'll say this. Being in a city that just won a championship, because when I was in Paris, they just won the World Cup. And I had never been in a city or a state or anything where they had just won a major championship. So that was interesting as fuck.
Yeah.
I know it was going crazy.
Yeah, there was bananas out there. And
it was a whole country, wasn't it?
Man, country, listen, they was super lit. And it was everybody. It wasn't just like the guys was turned. Like, it was the women, old, young, kids. They had flags, big flags, little flags, bull horns, air horns, face paint.
Everything.
The whole night, everybody.
They take their football serious over there.
Nah, they ain't playing no games with that football.
Yeah, most definitely. Last thing you did for the first time. I tried meatless veggie crumbles. You'll be hyped for me, man.
I see you. What?
Meatless veggie crumbles instead of real taco meat on my
nose.
My stomach hurt. And it wasn't bad.
Thank you.
Man, it made my stomach hurt.
What? It was made of like mushrooms.
Oh, see, yeah. I'm out. Like that. Yeah. I'm already
but it don't
out.
Taste like mushrooms.
It don't taste
though.
Like mushrooms
so
at
it
all.
Like? What
did it taste like meat.
It do.
Pause.
Super
pause. That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good pause. Nah, it do, cause especially when you mix it in with the tacos and you eat all that, bro. It tastes the same.
It tastes the same.
So what about the? I know it's just right quick. The cauliflower wings. Is that what it was? What was you trying to?
That ain't trash. They don't taste like chicken though, but it's not trash.
They put the sauce on there. Like they put the sauce on there, so you taste the sauce and the consistency.
Yeah, it's got a similar texture, but no, it's not the same at all.
Mine was rock climbing and parasailing. When I went to the Bahamas, I ever done either one of those. I didn't think the rock climbing shit was gonna be dope, but that shit was fire.
Yeah.
So climbing the rock and then the parasailing dope too.
Parasailing look fun in the
morning. Yeah, that's
fire. Mine is dog sled. When I was in Alaska, I went dog sled.
Damn. Oof, I don't want to do that
it
shit.
It was killing. Man,
was the dogs big in the motherfucker?
No, and that's the thing. We've been brainwashed, you could say, to think that the dogs they use when they dog sled are these big Alaskan huskies.
Yeah.
And they not. Them dogs, they like the thinner the dog are. And
the
slimmer,
more they can go,
the longer they can last, because they use them for dog sledding races and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Was it that cold up there as I'm thinking it was?
No, it wasn't even cold while I was there.
Oh, that's lit.
Like the coldest it was 58.
I want to go someplace when it's cold.
Was it Alaska?
Cold,
yeah.
Like, it was like the North Pole.
Greenland.
It was
Greenland. Yeah,
Iceland pretty fast.
It was daylight. For like 18 hours, like I was.
Oh,
up
so you went? It's summertime though.
Yeah, okay. Like I was up at like 11:30 at night, and it looked like it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nah, that's wild.
Next question, fellas: what is something tons of people are obsessed with, but you just don't get the point of? It's 100% Game of Thrones. I can't get into it. Man, not into dragons.
Trying to
shit.
Watch it.
It can't do it. All
hard pass. With dragons, really.
It's got a lot to do with dragons.
Not really.
It came in late.
All
later
about politics,
on.
Politics and strategy. Shit, fire.
I'm out of there.
Well, how many episodes you try to watch?
Zero.
I watched two seasons. It was trash.
That's why.
Next,
Supreme. I don't understand it. I don't understand why fucking rubber band wristbands are $150. I don't understand why knit caps are $2,000. I don't get the Supreme.
There's no reasoning behind that shit.
Okay,
that's why.
That's why I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get
There's
the
no reasoning.
I don't get that.
It's supply and demand.
That's all exactly it is.
Yeah.
Mine are the Kardashians. I don't get it. I don't like them at all.
Who's the finest Kardashian? Let's go.
Today? It's Kim.
No.
Today, no.
It's Kourtney.
The young.
I don't know what they look. I don't know what the difference between like
it's
three.
It's the billionaire one. Is she a Kardashian?
Kylie?
Yeah,
are we giving her that?
Yeah.
Technically.
No,
no,
no, Kylie.
No, it's Kourtney. The oldest one.
That's the one
Kourtney.
Kourtney the one was married to Fat Rob, right?
No, no, no. Come on, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she was.
I thought that was a Yeah, that was the one, man.
No, no.
Oh, that's their brother.
That's their brother.
Come on.
Kourtney is the oldest one.
Yeah, I'm talking about the jerk. Yeah,
LD. My boy Scott Dizzy.
Scott.
That's just my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the person I would hang out with. Scott, like, yeah,
he's
like, he's
that's the most I've ever talked about the Kardashians.
Right? Yeah, that's the last time we'll ever speak on them on this show. Yeah. Weed, easy. Overrated.
Weed?
It's fuck.
Like
weed.
Marijuana?
Yes.
Yeah. Or weave. Because weed is trash.
Weed? I don't know shit about weave.
Yeah, you do.
You don't know shit about weed.
Yeah, you do.
So why would you say? Why would you? Okay, what's the difference? You don't know nothing about weave.
I know enough to know that some slaw. It's overrated. Now, if it was free or legal, then it'd be different.
It's,
but it's not.
You know it's legal, right?
In some states.
Okay, go ahead.
So what about a place where it's been proven?
Don't even try. Lock. Just go.
No, I'm just
saying. No, that's right.
Don't, okay. No, don't even.
Yeah, it's some slaw. Oh, okay. Be real.
All right. What's your favorite verse of all time?
Ooh.
Jay-Z, this can't be life. His verse. That's my shit.
Scarface washed him.
Nah, but my favorite verse is Jay-Z's This Can't Be Life, or the Dynasty, the whole Dynasty. Intro.
I'm going to stick with the same artist, but my President is Black remix verse.
Mm.
He murdered that.
He murdered that.
Facts. I say Pac, Death Around the Corner, second verse. Or Biggie, Notorious Thugs, though.
Oh, he ripped because
that's
that.
A classic he fucking verse. So one of them two.
I got Ty Biggie, Victory.
That's Name a classic verse too.
Or Hobie's Baby verse 2. Mm. You know, so far ahead of my time by Start Another Life.
That was cold.
Mm-hmm. About
you supposed to say Nas Hate Me Now.
Hey, well, you know, I got another one. That's for another one.
We'll if I had to do another one, it would be Damn, I had it just enough for you said that.
The Biggie Victory, so far.
That's probably a top 3 rap verse though.
Easy.
Like real tall.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That shit's stupid.
Oh, Wayne, Carter 2, Get Over. Second verse. That was it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
is. Yeah, I got to run that back.
21 on that quarter too.
See, second verse. 21 songs and shit.
All right, so next question we have is, who's your default artist to go to when you can't decide on something to listen to? Shit, I got Sugar right back. Jay.
Hov, can't go wrong with Hov.
Yeah, he don't matter. You can find some what kind of mood you in, especially now because you want to go – grown man, you can go to 444.
If you
want to go back, when he's talking is dope, you go early in his career.
Yeah.
I mean,
good. Catalog crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, man, if I can't find out what to listen to, I usually listen to a playlist, but if I had to go somebody specific, it'd probably be Drake just because his catalog crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? He got different sounds and shit.
Yeah.
My default person can't decide. It's Jay, man. I was going to think a little harder about that, but Jay is not even. Drake, too. Jay and Drake. Yeah.
That was my second one, Drake. Yeah. That's funny.
Right now, mine is 2 Chainz.
Yeah, 2 Chainz.
All else fails, I go to 2 Chainz.
Play the crickets when you edit this.
Yeah, the most
2 Chainz. That Lamborghini.
2 Chainz.
Oh, that's hard right there, though.
That's my shit.
That's hard right there, though.
That's real.
Now, 2 Chainz solid. I really just like fucking with Lou. He actually got some good shit.
Hey, right quick. Y'all live in Atlanta. Y'all going to the
The Haunted Trap House?
Oh, the Haunted Trap House? Bro, it's like an hour. It's like 2 hours out, though. It's like,
really?
But you know how haunted houses be. They be way
it's
out.
Like 13 yeah, stores.
Be. See, that's what I'm saying. Because they need some place that got 13 yeah. stores.
Y'all
you
do
know
the
what
haunted
saying?
Houses, though.
I ain't really into that shit. I'm a grown man.
I
do.
I did it when I was
Why?
Young.
I can't
do
that.
A child.
Why not? I like horror movies and shit, though.
I see. That shit makes sense. Yeah.
What if one of them jump out on you and like grab you for
real? They can't.
What if they grab your
game? They can't touch you.
They can't touch you.
Now, there are some that can, though.
But that's when you swing.
Yeah.
No, because those like that, you have to, like, they re-sign away.
You can't swing on them?
No, because you know they're going to
grab it. It's part of the game.
But you're scared, though. So you can swing.
No, but you know, like, it's already going into it. They say in this haunted house, they might grab you. I mean, they ain't finna grab you.
I go roller coaster before I go haunted house.
Yeah, they're not finna suplex you.
Yeah, but they can touch you. You ain't got to touch me, though.
I don't like not seeing where I'm going.
Smoking
shit
yeah.
and flashing. Like, get the fuck
shit.
Out of my way. Like, I hate
shit,
this
man.
Shit. Tripping
you know
over niggas
fuck
and shit.
You know what I'm saying? I might stroke out. Have a heart attack.
What's going on?
Mad no more
and I, don't
I,
even,
go out
I ain't
like
gonna
that.
Lie to you. I ain't even really worried about the people that work there. It's the other people that's there. It's all slow and shit. They hollering and yelling and shit. So you running in the back of them. That's what, like, nah.
Right quick, no bullshit. When I was young, I went to one and. Like, I almost snapped on this
on
girl.
Somebody in there.
Because
see?
She was running.
Grabbing on you and shit.
And she pushed me.
See?
Yep.
And, like, a rope, like, burned my face.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I was
shit.
Hot. Like, it fucked up the whole rest of the damn haunted house. Yeah. Fuck. I was
lose
hot.
Your phone in there and shit.
Now that ain't good. All
right, my turn, man. What movie can you watch over and over again without getting tired of watching?
Oh, man.
Anytime the town is on, I'm watching that. It don't matter what part in the movie it is. 30 minutes in, an hour in, 10 minutes in, I'm letting that ride. That's a classic. Mm. Yeah. What you got?
I got Easy, 1986, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I can watch that a million times.
I ain't watched that in 30 years.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
But I have seen it, though.
Yeah, you need to watch it.
He's the luckiest man in the world.
He is the luckiest man on earth.
Everything went right.
It went right. I mean, not really, but.
It eventually went right. Sure.
Mine is A Bronx Tale. Robert De Niro.
That's a classic.
Coming of age tale for young Sonny. Yeah. If I had to go 1B, it's definitely Shawshank Redemption.
That's a classic, too.
That's my shit.
I'm going Harlem Nights. No matter how many times I watch it, what part of the movie comes on, I laugh like I've never seen a movie before.
Yeah.
Tough.
Harlem Nights.
What's your funniest? What's the best part? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know.
Which was the best part?
Oh, and begin when they shooting dice?
100%.
Shooting, shut the fuck up.
What you got?
My bad. Favorite sport to play and favorite sport to watch? Favorite sport to play is quarterback football. Love playing, throwing around the ball. Real good at quarterback. Shout out to myself. And
that's your own
favorite sport to play is football.
Yeah,
not with pads. Quarterback. On. You ain't playing no real football.
Flag football, strong.
Flag football, okay, right.
I just
want to
clarify. My
okay, bad. Well, I can play with fans. Don't do that, dog. Don't do that. And
you ain't doing no organized sports though.
No, you crazy.
You ain't doing that.
I'm just uncoachable.
You're not disciplined. Yeah, you're not disciplined.
Oh no, for sure. I'm not just uncoachable. For sure, I'm disciplined. Just uncoachable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I give you that.
For sure, I'm uncoachable. Yeah, a favorite sport to watch: high level high school basketball. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, my favorite sport to play, if I had to pick one, golf. I ain't good at anything like that, but that shit, like just being out there and walking around in the scenery and shit like that.
Yeah.
If you do learn how to do it, that's pretty cool. Especially if you hit a dope shot. Favorite sport to watch is still the NFL, unfortunately.
Yeah. Watching still. Football is solid.
Watching football. You can watch football for 6 hours on Sunday and you can still put
good,
FOMO in at the end of the day. So
My favorite to play is basketball, of course. Basketball to watch with a close football, especially college football.
NBA or college basketball?
It's some bad college football to go on.
Yeah, but it's just certain games, a certain time of the year. What was the question?
He said college or
NBA?
College basketball, some slaughter. Nah. Let's be honest. Let's keep it a buck.
College basketball is not no slaughter.
It's trash. If it ain't March, it's trash.
I'm going to say college basketball because of the rivalries. Like, rivalry week when North Carolina's playing Duke and everybody all playing rivals, it's crazy.
Yeah.
True.
And they play each other twice. So that makes it even better.
That's why I said high level high school basketball. Like, can you imagine
you're talking about like
ESPN. High level high school basketball. You know,
like
with a shot clock.
Yeah.
You know
like
what
the,
I'm saying?
The teams is put together.
Exactly.
And all that.
If I had to go with sport to play, I say basketball as a kid, but I'm washed now, so it's ping pong.
Yeah, nah, for real. You was the first sport. Original stretch four, dog.
That's a fact.
For sure.
With handles, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's put that out there.
Just give me credit when I need it, bro.
I got you. Okay. I got you.
Original stretch four.
My favorite sport to watch is football. But it's tough, though. Football, basketball. Like, okay, here we go. Off the cuff. Hypothetically, Super Bowl and Game 7 of the finals same day.
No, Game 7 finals.
Really?
Finals. Yeah.
Super Bowl. No, I'm saying, but your team in either in both of them.
Oh,
your team
in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't say because I
might never see that again.
Okay.
So who y'all favorite?
I don't have a favorite NBA team.
Yeah, Bulls. Yeah.
So Bulls or 49ers?
Woo. Game 7?
It's been so long since
the.
Where am I sitting?
Yeah.
Courtside, baby.
Courtside
or 50-yard line at the goddamn Super Bowl.
I'm going finals.
Yeah. I need a box at the Super Bowl.
I'm going finals. I'm my feet on the floor.
Yeah, I'm going finals, too. Finals. That's rough, though.
Trip JT for three.
Super Bowl at the box.
Rest in peace, Bankroll.
What you got new?
Top three purchases, investments in the last 3 years. Just got a house. That's one for me.
So
I took some project management classes. That's two for me. And my third one, something in my closet. I don't know what. But something.
Cop
something. Something.
You know what I'm saying?
It's something in there. I just go.
No, that's right.
Let's see. Last five years, house most definitely. Shout out to the New Wave oven. Changed my life as far as cooking.
Hove be gassing that New Wave.
Oh,
that's
that,
y'all gassing this New Wave.
Trust me.
That's for niggas that can't cook, though.
Nah.
That's for niggas. Like, you got to sit shit in like a microwave type thing.
I can cook. It just makes it
I know this nigga can't cook.
Nah, Coach tells me
I'm
1-1
one right
cook.
Here. In the New Wave.
You can cook money.
He's cooking for New Wave. I give him credit. And then my last one is a Roth IRA.
That's real.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. The IRA in the last 5 years, the crib in the last 5 years too. Yeah. Everybody listening, get a goddamn crib. Yeah.
Please.
And a flight. I went out of the country for the first time 5 years ago. So
passport.
A passport. That big
passport
boy.
Is big. Need that.
That's mandatory. Yeah,
sure. Mine's AirPods for sure. I love them. Use them every day.
Oh, that was good.
Apple TV. It ain't no question.
Apple TV lit.
And the New Wave oven, dog.
He's gassing it. Yeah, sure.
Bluetooth shower speakers are underrated, too,
I need
dog.
One of them.
Nah, they're fire.
Is it good quality?
No, but
good quality.
Good quality joint.
I need them for
I got you a coupon.
When
we, I got you, dog.
Me.
Yeah,
need
for sure.
ASAP.
Fire.
Need that.
For sure. All
right, what you got, buddy?
If you could live your life as an adult in another decade, which would you choose? 70s, 80s, or 90s? I'm definitely not choosing the 70s because it's too much slavery still close.
We can't go everywhere.
I'm not going to the 70s.
Too light.
I'm just saying.
Light skinned niggas went thriving in the 70s.
Now, we couldn't get around in the
70s. You can't go anywhere. You go
to
Mississippi.
You in trouble.
You might not go
to Mississippi.
Niggas died in the 70s.
Yeah, that's what I said. Depending on where you at.
So, not going to the 70s.
Going to the 70s.
Why you going to the 70s?
Before police was too active and shit like that, you could get away with more stuff. I say that.
What?
Free love in the
70s. Yeah, it was just more wide open in the 70s. Like, it's a.
No,
more
if you got pulled over, it was over.
Sure. I mean, you're talking about like if you in Nashville or like Mississippi or some shit. I'm like in Harlem or somewhere like where black people in Oakland or some shit like
that. Where you at, Locke? Where you in?
Crack, though.
I'm going
80s.
I'm
going 80s. Because.
Jail, probably, but not on crack.
80s, sports was still good. Right, sports are still good then. And then I would have still got the 90s as an adult also.
No, it's living your adult life in the era.
So, okay, so what's your adult? You 25 and an adult?
25, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
you're getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I go 90s just because.
Ain't no question.
Yeah, 90s golden era. You get to hit your concerts, go to a Pac show, go to a Biggie show, go to Freaknik every year. Get my perv on. So
yeah, and they said, "Yeah, you too old though. You'll be too old.
Yeah, you've been washed.
You grown in the 80s.
Sure,
you can't be 35 and freak nigga.
Freak was 92.
You'd been the oldest nigga at the Pac show.
For sure, you had gray. You been salt and pepper.
So you'd have been that nigga with the hat on.
Nah, you been 25 in 1980.
Yes. So 1990, you 35.
I didn't know we meant.
Don't lie.
Yeah, but I didn't know we meant right at the 80s.
Yes.
19 started the 80s.
I'm definitely going with the 70s.
Nah, mine's the 90s, dude. Golden era hip hop, Jordan, My teams are really good, the 49ers and the Bulls. Go near hip hop.
Music was better in the 70s.
Dude, music was way better in the 90s. The golden era of hip hop. And
I'm going to Isley Brothers show.
You're going to
Maze.
I ain't going to lie.
I'm going to Maze and Frankie
yeah,
Beverly.
Yeah,
Snap,
baby.
I'm going to all of this shit.
70s.
The R&B was platform shoes on.
Big Fro picking the Fro.
Scooby-Doo band. The flowers on it.
I might have been a Black Panther. You don't know what
you definitely would have been a Black Panther. You most definitely would have been a Black Panther.
All right, man. Who was your celebrity crush growing up and now? Growing up, it was Brandy, R&B singer.
You did used to love Brandy.
I used to love Brandy. Michael that. Braids, goddamn it, did something to the
trash,
kid.
Though.
What?
Actually, you better watch
she
her on,
trash.
The, on, the,
on Moesha?
On the Mulholland Drive, you better watch her.
On Moesha. And then now, I like too many hoes now, though.
Damn.
But somebody like Megan Good growing up. Megan Good was fun. Y'all like too many hoes.
20s, Megan Good, your 20s?
Yeah, that's about right.
You got teens, 20s, and current.
Oh, shit. I ain't know all that. I say Megan Good. And then now, it's Instagram hoes now. That's like three of them I follow. They bad, dog.
Three of them I follow.
I got alerts when they post. Jesus Christ.
Pensacola Perv God.
It's that real.
Jeez.
Perv God.
Man.
Y'all, yeah, Dolly. That was her name, Dolly Castro?
Yeah.
Listen, y'all don't follow her?
She's a man.
No, she ain't.
What?
No, she's
not. I don't even know who that is.
People gonna believe that shit.
Man, look at that.
Man, she coming for you.
Hey, don't listen to
that,
man.
People gonna listen to that shit.
I edit
that. Who you got,
Jay? All right, so I'm gonna break this down. As a teen, it was Kelly Kapowski, for sure. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, I want
her. She was bad.
You didn't like Lisa? Nah, Lisa was trash. Have you seen Lisa now?
No, she's trash. Stop
she's
saying
trash
now, dude.
She was not trash.
Listen,
then.
She wasn't dude, trash. Kelly Kapowski was Jeez. So fine. That's
Kelly Kapowski was bad though.
Exactly. She was the baddest one on the show.
But Laura Voorhees was not trash.
She sure was.
She
stop.
Wasn't fucking with. She wasn't fucking with Kelly Kapowski.
Who wasn't? Lisa.
Stop, bro. Next,
the '20s.
Yes,
was Lauren London. And can you give me some credit for
I
this?
I can respect.
I discovered
in
Lauren
the video,
London
right?
in the front video.
That's fair. That's fair.
And current, I just cut Carucci and for Georgia. Smith.
Who is
I
that?
Love Georgia Smith.
Oh, the singer.
Yeah, the singer. Mm, I always look like she high. But
Georgia
she,
Smith.
Yeah,
man, she like
the
that?
With the fucked up boots and the jacket on with the jeans.
I'm finna show you.
Yeah, that was so. Mine would be
fucked up boots.
First one was Zaria from Parenthood, which is a sad story. Reagan Gomez Preston.
Reagan Gomez was so bad.
And I used to love her when she was in the Rock.
That was cold right
show.
There.
Yeah.
That was good. Bad.
My next one was Kyla Pratt. Ooh. Love Kyla Pratt.
Yeah, I can respect that.
And right now it's Rihanna. Like, hands down.
You even talk about your real crush?
You talking about Countess Vaughn? I knew you was going to bring up Countess
This nigga
Vaughn.
Used to like Countess
Vaughn. I said she was better than Tony Braxton, and these niggas never forgot it. Which
I
she
never,
does.
No,
Tony
she
Braxton,
doesn't.
I mean, Tony Braxton ain't that hot to me.
Tony Braxton was fine.
Countess Vaughn is.
She kind of.
Man, Countess Vaughn is trash, bro. She was trash.
To me, then, she looked better than Tony Braxton. She didn't look better than Tony Braxton.
No. Unbreak my heart, no. Tony Braxton.
Y'all giving Tony Braxton too much credit. Especially the early Tony
Braxton. Tony
Braxton
was a teen.
She's grown into looking good now.
Locke, where you at?
I had Locke Voorhees, teens, for sure.
Locke Voorhees.
Lisa Ray in the 20s.
I can respect that.
And Lisa Ali on Instagram.
Who's okay? We're on Instagram, baby.
You don't remember the, you don't remember the sitcom Lisa Ray played on with Dwayne Martin.
Yeah,
Lisa Ray. So
what was that?
Man, what had the little
retard?
It wasn't the little boy that was kind of slow.
Yep.
With
George curly hair.
I can't remember the name of the show
because they was divorced. Yeah, they was divorced, and he had another parent. Other girl that was stick played in there too, but I can't think of that.
Was it
Elise Neal?
Elise Neal.
Elise Neal.
She always played them shows like that.
What you got?
I don't know where me. I'm up the favorite version of your favorite team. It ain't no question. It's the 1994 San Francisco 49ers. We had the best offense and the best defense in the NFL that year. Deion Sanders 1 year in San Francisco, 13-3. One would be the San Diego Chargers 55 teams.
Y'all had 20 Pro Bowls.
What year did you say?
1994.
Yeah, I will live.
Yeah, that was best.
What you got?
Y'all didn't want no smoke.
1995 Cowboys. Yeah. The next year, 52-17 over Buffalo in the Super Bowl. Dion wasn't on. Was Dion on
the team?
Dion wasn't on the team. Yeah, that was my favorite Cowboys team. The third ring we got. But Barry Switzer was trash though.
Lock, what you got?
Definitely, like you said, 94-49ers.
Stacked.
Let me tell you, I hated on that team. Warden Hanks. I fucking hated
Merton
that long
Hanks
neck
motherfucker. Our whole defense.
Man, I hated Warden Hanks.
Bro, dead ass, we had
he
like
made
16
us lose
Pro Bowls.
Yeah, nah, that was
down.
Deep.
Yeah, for sure.
Squad up. I'm going basketball. I got 0-4 Pistons because we was underdogs against the Lakers.
Sure.
And they had that super team. before it was called a super team.
Was that the Karl Malone?
Yeah, it was a super
team. GP,
was a super team.
That was a super team.
No, Karl Malone averaged about 17 that year.
Yeah, he was washed, but it was still a super team. No. There was no way that they were supposed to lose to the Pistons.
That's a fact. And I recorded them on blank DVDs, so I still got them at the crib back home.
Keep them.
Yeah, I need to see those.
All right. So, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? It used to be this show that came on called Out of This World. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Hit the little thing with our hands and everything. Yeah. Freeze. Yeah. Give me that. Freezing everything. I'm the only one still popping.
Going to do anything.
Man, listen, I ain't even going
to say. Damn, Bill Cosby.
Right. All right. Nah, they would have had nothing to do with that. You curving it out. I'm thinking about money. You thinking about it.
Hey, mine is easy teleportation. Go anywhere, anytime, get there, get back in 1 second.
That's hard.
Simple.
Yeah.
That's hard. I read minds.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Nah, I need that. I need to read minds. That'll be called move around. Telepathy. Yeah, all that. Let me get that. What you got?
I'm time travel. I'm going back, change things that went wrong. Travel to the future to see what happened if you did. Yeah, for sure.
You wouldn't want to go to the future, though?
I would want to see the future.
Really?
I wouldn't fuck shit up. I get that almanac. You don't know
nothing. Oh, no, that's real. Okay, yeah. He don't know nothing about that. Damn. You still ain't seen Back to the Future, man.
I'm probably never going
to
watch
that.
You need to watch
it. It's on HBO now.
You need to watch that.
At least three of them.
It's on Netflix, bro.
At least I wasn't a big fan of, like, 80s white comedy. Like, I just didn't.
What?
I didn't get it. 80s white comedy wasn't my shit. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future was a comedy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
It's not a comedy.
It wasn't.
What he's super bad is a comedy.
What he's referring to are things like Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, that's
like
a comedy.
Yeah, like all of that.
You need to watch at least the first one.
You do need to watch the first one.
Just the first one.
Should have classic. Couldn't do it.
Next up. So next we have top three sneakers of all time. Well, I went with the Retro 3 True Blues.
Okay.
Then I had the Concord 11s and Air Max 97 Silvers.
Concord 11s, clearly. I like the berries, white and blue berries. And shit, Red Octobers.
Yeah, for sure.
Team Yay.
Yeah, for sure.
What you got?
Red Octobers for sure. I think that's the best sneaker of all time. People don't even get it. We don't talk about it enough. Bread ones. And
what ones?
Bread ones. Black and red ones.
Oh, yeah.
And Air Force Ones. Yeah, yeah. High top, black.
Give me two pair.
Yeah.
Would you say that's
10 is my size? Don't point the time.
Best shoe of all time, if it wasn't, is Forces? Limited. No, the Red Octobers. If it was like just like a regular general release, like anybody could get
just
it.
Just literally designer, the shoe is flawless. It's any better shoe than that.
I'm going to Jordan 9 French Blue.
You love those shoes.
Love them shoes. Hot thing, they'll bring them back.
They brought them back.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. The gray with the gray.
It had a blue on it. I'll take those. I will take the black and red Jordan 12s.
Flu games?
Flu games.
And the original pennies.
Penny ones.
White, black, and blues.
Penny's hard, the motherfucker. All right, next up. What book impacted you the most? I would say the $100 Startup. That's one of the dopest books I've ever read. It put me up on game that it's people out here living, like, doing shit for a career that they actually want to do. Like, for example, somebody was in a book and they work for 6 months and travel the other 6 months out of the year. So just stories like that, it's a very dope book. It kind of puts you up on game how to make your own business with little to no money. So it's a dope book, $100 Startup.
Yeah. I would say The Subtle Art, Not Giving a Fuck. Kind of way to visualize. Yeah, for sure. Visualize success and type of person you want to be in life, and most definitely even like relationships too. For sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mine is fiction, but it made me enjoy reading and want to read more books like the ones that y'all are talking about. Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. It's my favorite book ever.
I had to do that for research school.
I had to read it for school. Yeah. Like, man, I ain't reading this shit. But some kind of way or another, I ended up reading it.
And it was like,
I was like,
good.
This shit good. Yeah. You know, so I liked it.
Mine is, and I'm far from the perfect Christian, but the Bible, like everything growing up kind of shaped into what we are. But
what the fuck? Go ahead.
God ain't gonna let you get that off.
Right.
You picked the Bible, my
bad. Yeah, I mean, not that I'm the perfect Christian or close to it, but
it shaped how I was growing up.
It's a lot of good stories in that, though.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your favorite story in the Bible?
I would say
the first thing I thought of was help kill again, get off the island, Lord. That's the first thing I thought of, dog. It's
trying out the Noah's Ark.
Starting the story of Job. Yeah, I like Job's story.
Yeah, don't ask me what my favorite story is. I ain't got one.
Yeah, I'm up, huh?
Yeah, you up?
All right, let's
so
get
you,
it.
You play boy.
What conspiracy theory do you believe in? It's no question. Which two? The number one is Magic Johnson never had HIV. they said he tested negative today. How?
He bred it up.
And also, Christopher Columbus never discovered America.
They got a cure for it. That's how.
Facts. I believe that.
You mean he wasn't first?
Yeah, he wasn't nothing. Yeah, it was a million people over here before Christopher Columbus got here. Clown ass.
Huh, what do you think happened to Magic, though? Why did he retire?
Why did he retire?
Some mob shit?
Oh, he set it up. It set this whole thing up to get more awareness towards HIV. That's why Magic is the person that he is today, because he sacrificed. He's a sacrificial lamb.
Would y'all do that?
I mean, I'm sure when Magic's still out here, well, Magic can be like,
I was just slick on the Lakers. Magic's still getting it, though. Yeah, Magic's still getting it in.
That's true. Some people say his son was the sacrifice, though.
Son gave it
too. That's what I'm saying. Some people say that, too. That's a conspiracy, too.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
My bad.
If I'm Michael Jordan definitely was suspended for a year for gambling. I'm going for that. When he left to go play baseball, Michael Jordan was suspended for a year for gambling. I believe that 100%. And we didn't land on the moon. I don't believe we landed on the moon. Yeah. I don't believe that at all. And the reason being, we ain't been back in 30 fucking like years. I figured we could have made it. We would have went back.
Yeah. Sure.
True. Logical to me.
Mine is that the government has all everything this technology tapped. They listen to everything.
Of course.
Sure. Watch, see everything.
Yeah. I wanted to say I believe Puff put the hit out on Pac, because I do believe that. Yeah. But I also think that the cure for a lot of the diseases is out there too.
I believe that one.
I think that's out there. It's just, you know, they money's got that under
medicine.
Wraps.
Money's in the medicine.
Yeah. So they were not gonna put that cure out there.
Nah, that's why Magic got cured.
Nah, for sure.
Exactly. That's the answer right there.
He said he sacrificed his son. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Nah, man, if you
have you seen it,
could have a song played every time you walk in the room, what would it be? What's your walk up song? Wipe Me Down, Boosie.
You gonna have one some Jabos when you walk in the goddamn spot? Oh,
that's what I'm playing. That's what I'm
that's
playing.
That's funny as fuck.
I'm going Niggas in Paris.
That's real. Too real.
Man, did you go to the On the Run concert?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Did they do the whole Niggas in Paris, then it led
bring
into
it
the certain OJ shit?
Yep.
That shit was awkward as
story.
Fuck.
No, he didn't do that.
He didn't do the story. Man,
no, he did it, but
dude,
he didn't do it in that order.
It was people in there, they didn't know what was going on. He did the Niggas in Paris, played it like 3-4 times, and white people was like, oh, they didn't want to see it. Then that big-ass OJ thing came up in the Sambo face.
Yeah.
Man, that shit was so
funny. He did
funny.
It in order like that.
He did it right downhill, too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What's on you?
Intro music.
Intro music.
No Limit Soldier.
That'll be hard. I'm about it. Fuck you mean. Nah, I probably like Dipset. Probably Dipset Real Niggas. That's my shit right there.
Pull that all the way out of his
That's my shit. Go ahead, what you got?
Nas, you can hate me now.
Nah, here we go.
I
knew that was in here somewhere.
For sure. Yeah, nah, for sure. That's all. Yeah.
All right, so for me and Ho, the question is, what rapper do you dislike? And then for On Deck, the question is, what athlete do you dislike?
Okay.
The rapper that I dislike is, I thought about this one. And
you got nobody?
No, I did. I was gonna go.
Oh, you got a soliloquy.
I was gonna go with Gucci.
Pre-clone.
Yeah, pre-clone Gucci.
Stupid dude.
I just didn't see what the fuss was about. I understand what he brought to the game as far as bringing all the people along and how he had his hands on all these people. I get that, but him as a rapper, I just don't like.
Athlete I don't like, Draymond Green. Like, fake tough guy, nigga. He's trash. I think
Draymond
he overrated.
Pretty tough, though.
Nah, not really.
Second,
he not.
Him second.
He not. Kevin Garnett, too. Same boat. Place.
I don't think KG fake tough though.
Nah, he fake tough.
KG is fake.
He fake tough.
More so than Draymond. I would say more so than Draymond though.
He fake tough as hell.
Niggas run up on KG. Who was run up on KG?
Nah, I don't think Anthony the Peeler hit a two piece.
There was niggas that would. It was niggas that would give KG like
facts.
But I ain't gonna say that about Draymond though.
I am fucking interested. Go ahead.
Rapper I don't like. This is a long list of rappers I don't like. But number one is Eminem. I think he's trash. And Tupac. I don't really like Tupac.
Edit this Tupac part out. That's terrible.
You like the only person in the world that don't like Tupac.
No, I know somebody that don't like. I know.
I mean, I like some of his music.
I like him with a passion, though.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
I like some of his music.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I like some of his music. For sure.
I was raised on Tupac, so I know his music.
Athlete, I do not like.
We'll talk about fake tough. Tupac's fake tough.
That's okay. He was an actor.
That's true. Rest in peace, Pop.
Man,
rest in peace, Pop.
I have a hard time liking Cam Newton, dude. I don't like the way he dressed. He put a little sauce on everything. Like, I just, Cam kind of worked my nerves.
He came up to Kevin Benjamin like a real nigga. Don't be real.
He did.
He played that situation like a real nigga.
He did.
No, stop. Stop.
He pulled up.
He played that.
And that's why I don't like him. No. What was Kevin Benjamin going to do right then? Spring on him?
No, talk to him.
You ain't got nothing to say to you. I already said what I got to say. You ain't got to walk up to me and do shit.
Say it to him, though. Don't say it to the media.
No, I ain't got to say. That's what I'm saying. He ain't on his team no more. So I ain't got to say nothing to you.
Why is he speaking on him?
So why you coming up talking to me?
Don't speak on me.
That's fake tough guy. The only reason you come up talking to me because you know I can't do nothing right here. He wouldn't do that if they was in a club.
So why
if they was on the street?
Would he say
he
that
ain't
to
going
him in the street?
Him?
Would he walk up to Cam and say it to his face in the street?
He didn't have to. A reporter asked him a question. So and he gave him an honest answer.
Say it was tight. That's not
my
was tight. I ain't gonna speak on
okay,
him.
Okay, he trying to get an honest answer though. I'm trying to give an honest
so
answer.
So Cam won't answer too.
He want an honest answer. Yeah,
okay,
why you say that?
Catch me when we ain't at work then. We at work, my nigga. Don't be walking up on me like this. Mate, I catch you outside.
What if he
though?
Did catch him in a tunnel?
That's true.
He didn't.
How do you know?
We don't know.
Because we seen him catch him right there at work.
And he might.
That's what I'm saying. Look,
but he
if you got a problem
okay,
with a nigga, you don't
want,
go up to him at work. Y'all know that. You ain't going to no nigga job and fucking with him. Y'all know that. So they was at work. He couldn't do nothing. Kevin was like, bro, I'm at work, bro. Get the fuck away from me. I'm trying to get this check.
Second to last one, man. Top three favorite athletes of all time. That's easy. I got to go Favre. And then I got to go Grant Hill. And I got to go Deion. Growing up in the 90s, man, everybody was a fan of Deion. Deion better be on all y'all lists.
You know, he's not on mine. I heard somebody say he was overrated?
What the fuck out of
Deion Sanders overrated?
Yeah, I was
Deion
like,
Sanders
hey,
I'm crying. I've seen in my life.
Top three athletes of all time. One's Kobe Bryant. Ain't even close. Deion Sanders, and last but not least, Gilbert Arenas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley, when he was playing, not anything post.
He's trash now.
He's trash.
That was my favorite guy. Emmitt Smith and Randall Cunningham.
Randall Cunningham was a shit.
Love Randall Cunningham.
He was cold. Of course, got Michael Jordan, Dwayne Wade, it's my boy, and
Flash.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice. Can't knock Rice.
Yeah.
You ain't named no Niners.
I mean, I'm just saying Gilbert Arenas.
I was
going to go there.
He said I wouldn't.
Gilbert Arenas is cold.
He said
man.
Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
You're right. That's a fact.
Yeah. Appreciate that a lot.
Right. Last question,
last
man,
question.
Before we get the ghost.
All right. What's the hardest lesson you have learned? I got two. Easy roll ends up being the most difficult. I think we think easy is the best way to go, but yeah, in actuality, it's not the easiest way. Got to work a little harder to get there. And last but not least, you cannot stay the same forever and trying to hurt you.
Mine is everything counts. You can do it early, you can do it late, but you're going to have to do it eventually and everything counts towards what you're trying to get to. So you might as well go through the hard shit to get to the easy life.
One is mine is procrastinating. Learned that hard lesson in high school a lot. And the other is karma. What goes around comes
always
around.
Gonna come back to you.
And it's always fan. Worse when it comes back around.
Facts. Man, mine is that everybody don't think like you. Sometimes, like growing up, it was hard to kind of think outside of your own mind frame and your own perspective. You got to realize that people got their own set of perspectives and thoughts, and that everybody don't think like you. So you just got to take that consideration when you're moving around.
Yeah, everybody most grew definitely. Apart. Think yeah, I worked this hard to stay the same. What Hov said.
That's
what
he
said. Exactly.
100%.
Most definitely, man. Listen, another mashup in the books.
Yes, sir.
That's a ton of questions, man. We appreciate y'all hitting these questions. Next time, we're going to give y'all credit for them.
Yeah, no, for sure. We got to.
We apologize about that. But let everybody know what's your social medias, whatever y'all got going on, man. Let's start with Locke, man. You the guest.
Man, it's Locke underscore the underscore.
Niggas go with these underscores.
Underscores, baby.
Underscore gang, baby.
Underscore gang. That's on all social media, but as usual, the Instagram is Locke. We can talk on Twitter all day.
Yeah. Respectable.
Y'all niggas.
Yeah, y'all killing me with that, but go ahead.
Y'all niggas are social media fucking podcasters and have locked Instagrams.
Yeah, don't make sense.
Makes but they no got to sense. Do with anything.
Right.
That don't you're a public sense. Figure. Start another page if you want a private page, nigga.
Not facts.
Just start another page.
Twitter's wide open.
Right. Ain't
nobody tweeting you.
Yeah. I'm Jay Hove, man. Speaking of, man, catch me on Twitter. It's wide open, man. Jay Hove on Instagram, man. I might let you.
Lou?
I am Spike Lou. No underscores, nothing. Just at I am Spike Lou on Instagram or the Twitters. Check out the Rap Chat on Facebook, Instagram. Oh, excuse me, on Facebook. We love to engage with the fans on there.
Absolutely, man. Of course, Animal underscore Brown, Instagram, Twitter, and Snap. And fuck with us on YouTube, youtube.com/RealVille. And, of course, RealVilleMedia.com. Hey, man, good seeing everybody.
Most definitely.
Man, we got to link up for another mashup, man.
Yeah, man, make sure we can get everybody in this time.
Yes, absolutely, sir. Pause. Definitely.
Jeff still ain't pulled up?
Well, that's a good pause.
Where Jeff at?
Man. I thought he was pulling up.
Shout out to FSP, man. Make sure y'all tell a friend.
Man, to tell a friend, man.
Tell another friend.
Yeah, man. Tell your Madden friends.
For sure.
I see somebody taking an L. Yeah. Somebody taking a mean L.
Mad L, for sure.
Hey, yep, man, we out, though. We'll see y'all next time.
Yes, sir.
We
out.